Welcome, everybody, to a special, very special Hawaii Comic-Con edition of the Nerd Watch podcast. We're going to have several of these. We're going to be interviewing quite a few people in the business of comic books and Hawaii Comic-Con conventions. We have our own little booth, courtesy of Maui Comics and Collectibles, Nerd Watch Represent, and our very own Todd Bernardi. Hashtag the Pasta King is
here. I'm here.
He's here, repping his comic book, The Kukui Project. And, of course, he is with the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance, and he's brought along another talented friend. Would you like to introduce him, sir?
I brought you guys, for the first time ever on podcast internet history.
Yes.
DJ Kiabekane.
DJ Kiabekane. How's it going, sir?
All right.
Well, listen, buddy, since Todd brought you, I know you're good people. So
he's also very talented.
And he's also extremely talented. So
he's so good that I kind of want to quit comics and just I just want to go into podcasting.
That's good.
You should go into promoting.
Yeah.
Just promote my book.
Promote his book. Okay. So DJ, let's start at the beginning with you. For those that may be unfamiliar, we're of course based out of Maui, so we do carry a lot of your comics. But for those that are listening across the world, what are you writing? What's the Hawaii the Hawaii Comic Alliance all about? And what's your comics about?
Okay,
I know there's a lot of questions there.
Yeah, that's like all three questions.
Yeah, let's start with the first one.
Which one? What's your comic book?
My comic is called Exilian Creed of the Night and Hawk. It's Swords and Sorcery fantasy.
There you go. Yeah.
And it's like Lord of the Rings meets the X-Men.
It makes it better than that. Because it's very well drawn and very well written.
Wow. So Lord of the Rings meets the X-Men is what we're looking at here.
George R. R. Martin ain't got nothing on him.
Your inspirations for them, obviously, are Lord of the Rings and X-Men.
Right.
What inspired you to become a comic book writer and artist?
Oh, comics is actually the thing for me. I was the kid that was always drawing in class. I was always getting in trouble. Because I was drawing, I wouldn't even do my work. I would just flip over the worksheet and just draw in the back. Right. I'll be drawing on the table. So once I found comics, I used to draw like cartoons and stuff like that. But then once I seen, it was actually Jim Lee, who's here at Amazing Con 2016. But he was the guy that when I walked by his comic and I looked at it, I was like, wow, what is this? And I opened it up and then that just got me hooked into to Marvel Comics. And from there, I was just crazy about it. And I knew that people draw this stuff, like people get paid to do this, so that's when I knew that I wanted to draw comics.
What being drawn into comics, I mean, did you realize how much work that was going to take you, or was it something that when you got into it, did you have something that you enjoyed doing? Did you enjoy putting time into it?
Actually, when I started, I had no idea how hard it was going to be, how easy it was going to be, but I stopped after high school. I stopped. I kind of went to college, but I asked, how do I become a comic book artist and all of that stuff? They said,
right.
Oh, you
right.
have to move to New York, and being from Hilo, I was like, New York, Jesus, that was no go. So I stopped.
Right, right.
And then I actually got into a car accident in 2002, and then after that, I was in recovery for like a year, and I broke my back and all of that, so I had to just kind of like nurse myself. And my mom bought my old sketchbook, and she was like, "Here, son, draw again." But I started drawing again, and I started realizing, maybe I can draw again, because I was kind of at that time. They didn't know how bad the injury was and all the stuff like that, so they didn't know if I was going to be able to like walk again and all of that stuff.
Wow!
So I started drawing and just remembered how much I loved doing it, and then. I started going that route and said, maybe I can draw for it. And so I started drawing it.
Right.
So from there, I found digital webbing on the internet. And then I just, started asking around and started, working on little projects here and there. And then I started drawing. But then, I realized afterwards, how hard it actually is to penetrate this industry. Because it's really competitive. But so I just do it, just because I just can't not do it.
Well, I have an interesting question for you, because I'm always fascinated by this. It's possibly one of those boring questions, but what's the process of coming up with a story? I've asked Todd this before. Like, where does that come from? Where do you, and how do you know where to take it? You know what I mean? I've always asked because it's interesting that the comic book people that I talk to, they always have a different process of how they get to their story and how they get to the end or however. How does it work for you?
For me, it's all inspiration. It's like, you know, because, but bottom line is we're all kids at heart. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like when you're a kid and you just want to draw and you just want to do something that you feel is cool.
Sure.
And then so that's just all I do. I just do something. But then we're also fans too, so we also criticize the hell out of all these movies that come out.
Yes, absolutely.
We just bash. I mean, you guys know on the Nerdcast.
Oh, no. I work with Todd. I know
exactly.
What
I mean, I watch you guys on the Nerdcast. It's
boo,
like, yeah, exactly.
Marvel.
I agree with all of, you know, this, but not that. You know what I mean? And I have my own, you know, but so with that, I just go out and do the stuff that I want to do, and I just, but I try to avoid the things that I hate, which in turn somebody else might view and be like, I hate this and that. You know what I mean? So it's a crapshoot, but you just got to do it anyway. And it's not like how do I do it; it's like how do I not do it?
Right. Now, for you, how long have you been? How long have you been part of the quote unquote business? What I should say is what I ask Todd all the time. How many books are you in?
he got hired to do a great book by BDI, Big Dog Inc., called Island Tales. It was written by Steve Smurl, and right now it's a subsidiary of Aspen Comics,
nice.
Which was started by the late, great Michael Turner. That's the first one. That was the first time I became aware of DJ.
Right.
And that was before DJ and I had actually met in 2014.
Right.
So, and I'm sure that there's been other stuff that he's gotten hired for. And then he's got, the Exilion's got a bunch of issues too. At least three.
There's two right now, but I'm working on three right now.
Good.
I'm actually working on four, but the process of getting three done.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Three is like almost half.
I've noticed that. I kind of work exclusively with Todd as far as local comic artists go, and it does.
Don't hold that against him.
Oh no, I won't. but is it in the digital age? It seems like it's so much easier to produce a comic, but yet. It all of a sudden you have to meet your own deadlines. You have to you know, is that something that does that hinder you or does that push you to get through?
Yeah, it actually I need the pressure, like the pressure. Yeah. I think most artists they need the pressure.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
if you don't pressure them, they just won't do anything. I think most of us are just lazy by nature, and deadlines deadlines kind of help us meet something, like, you know, because. Yeah. Other than that, we'll just be like, hey, I drew this cool picture. But then, like, if we get the deadline, it's like, oh, my God, I got to finish this book.
Was Island Tales your first?
Island Tales is my first, yeah.
And when was that? What year was that?
That was in 2009.
Yeah. So he predates me, too, because I didn't do my first comic until 2011.
Wow. Now, here's a question for you. This is actually for both of you. And this actually bleeds into my next question about the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance. Number one, how was that formed? And number two, do you find that the general public, not necessarily in Hawaii, but do you find the general public is attracted to the tales that the local people here in Hawaii tell? You know, because Todd's book, Kukui Project, about Hawaiian astronauts. Yours, I mean, it is X-Men meets the Lord of the Rings, obviously. But do people and other comic book publishers want you to do something called Island Tales? Do people find publishers find just the place unique, or the artist's voice unique out here? And is that why the Comic Book Alliance was started?
That's like 15 questions. Hey, sorry. Like, let me start with like the Hawaiian Comic Book Alliance.
I'm a horrible interviewer.
Okay, let's start with the alliance. Okay.
So what I need. So you know how. I have to sometimes, I have to sort of break down G's question.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I have to sort of translate for him.
Thank you.
Sort of.
Thank you.
And we're both white guys. So it's, yeah. So, the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance is.
Okay, so the Hawaiian Comic Book Alliance, I mean, I think that started with Sam when we got together in 2014 when we met, right?
Yeah.
And so Sam was there.
Sam Campos.
Sam Campos was there. Yeah. And then Brian, we met Brian at the same time. Right.
We'll be talking to him too, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. I'll send him over. I'm actually with Brian in K4
He's watching the table.
And he's watching the table right now, so we're, you know, we're tagging.
K4 means the table here at Hawaii Comic Con, for those that aren't attending.
Yeah. Okay, so anyways, so I think it started, was it 2014 or 15?
It was 2014.
14, okay, so it started when Sam Campbell's the creator of Pineapple Man. He created it, and it's just a group of comic book creators.
Yeah.
And local comic book creators here in Hawaii, and it really helps us gain some recognition. GBJ's been awesome because of the alliance, and he was through meeting with Sam and talking to Sam and Todd and all of this. They were able to coordinate some cool stuff at Amazing Con, which really kickstarted the industry. I mean, it was the industry was here, but it really gave that steroid shot we needed here in Hawaii with the comic book industry.
Do you find there's a lot of support within the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance as far as putting your books out?
Yes, like
We worked together on a poster. All the members contributed to a character from their comics to their poster. So I think that's unique with some of these groups because there aren't a lot of local comic book artists or comic book artists in general that are willing to create their own characters.
Right.
So a lot of people that say they want to draw comics, they want to draw comics because they really love Spider-Man.
Gotcha.
But they don't have the creative capacity to create their own books and their own stories.
New ideas.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And so Sam Campos created Pineapple Man in, I think, 1992. And people have been trying to get him to bring it back, and he's going to bring it back. And then the other thing that helped with the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance as far as the formation of it was Christopher Carvalho's Amakua Guardians of Hawaii, too, which is like in a Hawaiian Avengers kind of book.
Right.
And so we had Chris, and then Mark Gould does a book now called Native Son. Mark Gould's been doing drawing comics and doing wonderful artwork for as long as I've known him, since 2012. And so between like Mark and Chris and DJ and Brian and Sam, like we all kind of got together and decided to form the HUI, the Hawaiian Comic Book Alliance. And then we also have Roy Chang John Murakami does a strip for the Honolulu Advertiser.
And Gordon Ryder, his comic.
And then Roy Chang does a strip for the Metro. They're professionals.
Right.
And we've all got individual and unique experiences, but we're all trying to support each other.
Right.
And so whenever somebody has a problem with a printer or whenever somebody needs some advice on shipping or whatever or the conventions, we're all there for each other to help one another out.
Well, that's great. It's great to have that local outlet to say, you know, instead of turning to the mainland, as it were, it's nice to have someone here to be able to talk to, get your issues out, and have somebody help you along.
Yeah, yeah.
So the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance has how many members right now?
It's 20 of us?
Yeah. I mean, I think the Facebook group is like 28.
Yeah.
And then I think that the real active members are just like the 7 or 8 that we kind of mentioned just now. And
is it just me? Because that, for me, you would assume that if you're not from here, you would think that number is small. But living here, that's a lot of comic book artists.
Yeah.
You would think so. And I mean, these are very talented guys that through the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance, I'm assuming, can get their voice out there
and get their work out there. And I think that primarily also Sam wanted creators that create their own books, too.
Right,
like,
yeah.
I think that that's also a very kind of important aspect of the Alliance, that we all have our own characters.
Yeah, right. I think that was a smart move because independent comics is so hard, especially being a single independent creator in this ocean of comics, whatever
Marvel, DC,
right? Exactly.
Right.
So you're a little guppy trying to navigate this ocean, but as an alliance, we have more visibility and true like from just from this poster. So Genesis from the alliance, she created this poster which we all drew, and she had it, like, it's kind of like a scavenger hunt, but from here, it sends people to our tables, and it gets us talking to them, meeting fans.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome, yeah.
Yeah, so like if somebody spends $5 at the table, they get the free poster.
Exactly.
We'll sign it, and then we try to get all the other the people that get
stuff
from us.
But there's our names on it. There's our project on it. So now they have – and now they have our signatures, you know what I mean? And from here – you know, like I want, like next year, I wanna re-up it. Like I wanna do something cool again,
like big like that. That sounds really cool.
Like this year, we did all of our heroes. Maybe next year, we can do all of our villains on the
podcast.
Like something cool like that.
So listen, I'm doing about a 15-20 minute podcast here. I got kind of a controversial last question.
Okay, great.
If you guys are okay with that,
yeah.
Okay, you know me, I like to push the controversy.
Yeah. Now, afterwards, DJ and I aren't going to be friends anymore.
That's right. No, actually, it goes to living in Hawaii. We live in a unique place. Knowing how, as long as I've lived here, my mom's from here. We know that everybody says New York is the melting pot. We know that Hawaii is definitely the melting pot because cultures don't just come together; they end up marrying each
mixing,
other,
yeah,
mixing
yeah, yeah, yeah.
For real. This is what it is.
Right.
So, my question ultimately is. And we live in a very different age now.
Right,
we live
in
a very politically correct age.
Right.
Now, if some guy were to come in, say from the mainland, who's a comic book guy, and were to look at something like Pineapple Man, would that be culturally inappropriate? Would they take that the wrong way? Especially in this politically correct society we live, which I think is ruining us. But would they look at those characters differently? I mean, now would they think it would be okay or? I mean, that's where I'm just kind of curious about your take on this whole thing.
Like for me, if somebody comes and they're offended by something somebody else creates, and they have no reference or they have no context to it, I don't know. I hate this PC age. This is to me. I mean, I hate it. I mean, just I grew up in a time where I got lickings. I got you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We live in Hawaii. We never got
right. There's
a
guy.
Everything is whitewashed now, and you gotta tone down this, and you can't say it. Like, we live in Hawaii, and Hawaii, because we have different cultures and we have different societies, we poke fun at each other.
Absolutely.
Because of that. But it's not that we hate it. It's just that we accept each other so much that we're willing to work alongside with even with our differences, we still live with each other. Like, we're stuck on an island. We got to make it work.
Absolutely. I agreed. I mean, like, I think you're onto a point because it's one of those things where what makes us unique is also the things that are funny about us.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the great thing. Todd, what do you say, sir?
What DJ said. I mean, like, I have had people, because my comic book is about a Hawaiian scientist, I've had some one or two comments, and I don't think that the guy was trying to be derogatory.
Right.
I was a little like, oh, okay. But yeah, and it was a guy that grew up here in Hawaii.
Can you tell me what he said, or do you want to share that? Or
no.
Okay.
maybe on the air for a later podcast.
Okay. Good.
The thing that people don't realize on the mainland is that. There's not like an Asian side of town or a Mexican side of town.
Exactly, it's all together.
Everybody's all together. Like you're not from a black neighborhood in Hawaii,
right?
You know, and people don't realize that. And so I feel like, you know, Hawaii is much less segregated because of that.
Yes.
And I think that, and because of that, because more people from different cultural backgrounds have had to live together longer, that they are. More comfortable with each other.
Right.
So I really appreciate that about Hawaii, and I don't think that, and I think that people from the mainland also are more open-minded about it. More open-minded people from the mainland are become aware of that and then appreciate Hawaii because of it.
I'm with DJ too, because I'm considering that I think the PC culture does destroy a lot of creativity.
Yeah.
And when you always got to be careful when you're creating, it's like, well, you're not really creating anymore. You're just kind of drawing within the lines of whatever whatever's culturally appropriate.
Yeah.
So I completely agree with you guys. Anyway, can you tell us where we can see you down here at the con? And if they happen to listen to this pod and they don't get to hear it in time for the con, Where can they see you, Todd and DJ? Where can they hit you guys up for your comics, for your information about your comics? Where can we get the info?
Disneyland. No, I'll because Marvel's gonna buy me. No, they're tired of me talking bad about them. I'm gonna be at K6 the rest of the weekend. Okay. In Artist Alley, and then here on Oahu, you can get my comics at Other Realms. And on the beautiful island of Maui, you can get my comics at Maui Comics and Collectibles, 333 Derry Road.
It's nice that local comic books.
Enjoy Comics. I don't know what I'm thinking. Yeah. And Enjoy Comics, yeah. And Hilo's got it.
Yeah. And what about you, DJ, sir?
My book, you can. Well, at Amazing here, we're in Artist Alley, K4.
Yeah.
And my book, you can get it. Nah. Only at Enjoy Comics in Hilo and soon to be Maui Comics and Collectibles. And you can hit me up on Facebook, Exilian, and message me. That's the only way you can get it. I'm working it small. I'm good. Small.
It's nice that local comic book sellers are willing to have local comic book artists in their shop. Because, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, we've learned working with Alika that the business is not always very friendly.
No,
As far as comic book goes, so. It's
but Alika, he's always a friendly guy.
Yeah, it's true.
Hurry up and buy.
You buy now.
You buy now. Well, listen,
this
DJ,
is no library.
You are an extremely talented, talented artist, and we really appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you for signing one of our posters that we can bring back to the shop. That's awesome. And we can get Island Tales as well. It's already available. It's good to go.
Yep.
And Exilion. If anybody doesn't know how to spell that, that's Exillion. Creed of the Night and Hawk is the name of the comic. And you can get it. I believe you can get it not only at Enjoy Comics, but My Comics and Collectibles very, very soon. Yeah. So DJ Todd, you'll be back.
We're planning on robbing DJ's booth after.
So Todd, you'll be back, bringing more friends, right?
Yeah, I'm going to bring back some more guys.
All right, well DJ, thank you so much, my friend. You're more than welcome to come by anytime and be on
awesome.
The show. All right, thank you guys so much. Hey, listen, guys, stay tuned. We got more podcasts coming up right here on the Nerd Watch. Aloha.